scoring drive, 8 plays, 67 yards. Austin Drake with an 8-yard touchdown pass to Brian Nash. And that two-point conversion. I made sure I wrote that one down. Dropped by Eric Booms. I think that's the first time I've ever seen him drop a ball. I mean, that just goes to show the type of player that he is. That, you know, very consistent, one that can be counted on. And in a game like this, you know, the big players make big plays. And I'm sure that's one he would want back.
First and 10 for Nouvelle. Ball sitting at their own 31-yard line. They'll split a receiver wide in each direction and operate from the shotgun. It'll be a direct snap to Nick Hammes, I believe. And he will pick up close to 9 yards on the play, so second down and one coming up, ball sitting at the 40-yard line.
Interesting to see that that time with Saginaw splitting out the receivers, Ubley dropped to a 4-3 defense. Maybe that's one of the things they saw in the scouting report. They can drop another guy back and pick up the receivers. But, of course, that was a run, so now we'll see what Ubley does here. Again, they're setting the 4-3 again.
Yep, two receivers now, actually three split out wide to the right. Quarterback rolling out, has a receiver that caught, or the catch is made by Ty Jacobs, and a penalty marker on the play. Looks like a late hit going to be assessed against the Bearcats as Jacobs was hit out of bounds in Ubley territory at the 40.
They're going to get Brian Nash for a late hit out of bounds there.
So Nouvelle throwing all kinds of things at the Bearcats right now. Does that make things difficult for you as a defensive coordinator, because you've got all kinds of things coming at you? You don't know really what to set up for.
Well, you hope that Coach Sweeney had the film and he's watched it enough where he can adjust to that. What it's doing, though, is it's keeping the Ubley defense off balance a little bit so they can't get into a routine. Again, Ubley's back to that 4. They're in a 4-2 now. Saginaw has two split out to the top. I guess that would be to the left, since
yes,
you know, no one can really see us.
Quarterback Joseph Buchalski up under center. Now we've got all kinds of movement. And I think we're going to see a false start against Nouvelle.
Vincent Varbaro for Central, Catholic Central there. A little excited there. Wanted to hit Josh White.
So that'll back the football up to the 30-yard line. First and 15 coming up. 3 minutes to go here in this opening quarter. 7-6 Nouvelle with a one-point lead. The extra point, the difference so far in this one. Two receivers split out wide to the left. Buchalski up under center and two backs in the backfield behind him. Man in motion for Nouvelle, and a penalty marker on the play. Fumble on the play as well. Ball is loose. The Bearcats say they have it. The penalty marker out on the field is going to go against Nouvelle here.
I think you're going to have an illegal formation by Nouvelle there.
Now let's try and sort everything out here. This illegal shift, and the Bearcats will take over on the penalty. They'll decline, or on the fumble, they'll decline the penalty. They get the football back with 2:56 remaining in this first quarter. And a timeout called on the field. We will take a break. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
If you once played high school sports but now think that spectating is all you can do, there's a great opportunity waiting out there for you to get back in the game. High school sports need new officials now more than ever. If you were a prep athlete, officiating is a great way to give something back to the game, stay in shape, and meet new people. Register online at MHSAA.com and get back in the game. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb. Thumb Cellular, I can hear you clear. Gotta turn you on to the talk of the thumb. We can talk all day, all night. You love Thumb Cellular.
Thumb Cellular. Cellular is your local cellular provider with everything you need to stay connected, including BlackBerry smartphones, camera phones, phones for texting, and phones for just about any need you have. Thumb Cellular also offers 3G air cards as well as 3G home hub internet service. So stop by any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky.
Thumb Cellular!
Haruski on the carry for the Bearcats. Brings it out over the 30 to about the 34-yard line. So second down coming up for Ubley. 2.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. An update out of Deckerville. The Eagles 14, Bay City All Saints nothing. That Division 8 district championship game happening down in Deckerville tonight. Right now it is 7-6 here in Ubley at Herp Field where the Nouvelle Panthers have a one-point lead. Drake back to throw, looking over the middle. Man wide open is Tyler Peruski, and he's off to the races. He will score. Touchdown, Ubley. No flags on the field.
As soon as Peruski caught it, he was behind the defense with his speed. That was a no-doubter right there. A perfect throw into a decent wind, too, out of the north here as Ubley heading north. And perfectly thrown ball by Austin Drake. Austin Drake's passing looking very good so far tonight.
He's been on the number three times tonight. They got Saginaw on the cover two, and Ubley sent three receivers, and you can't cover three receivers with two guys.
Is that a product of running the football, and all of a sudden just drawing everybody in, and then you can?
And that's what they're. Yep, and that's what they're. You know, they were being aggressive and attacking, and that loosened them right up.
On the two-point conversion try, Drake back to throw, looking into the end zone. It's broken up and incomplete. So with 2:05 to play in the first quarter, the Bearcats have taken the lead, 12-7. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bed Axe, they enjoy giving credit. Bayport State Bank believes no matter who wins, they'd like to give credit to everyone. To everyone who's ever worked as a team, everyone who's ever pulled together for a common goal. They salute you, because at Bayport State Bank, they believe in giving credit where credit is due. Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BedEx, member FDIC.
During hunting season, sometimes you get the deer, sometimes the deer gets you.
Hey, watch out for that deer!
Son of a...
What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. The deer hit capital of the thumb. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out. All hassle-free and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline's Body Shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done at our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
On the return for Nouvelle, brings it up over the 40 to the 41-yard line, and Nouvelle will have it first and 10. After the Bearcats convert on a Nouvelle fumble, they take the lead 12-7, 2 minutes to play here in the opening quarter from Herp Field in Ubley.
That last scoring drive by Ubley, two plays, 70 yards. Austin Drake with a 67-yard touchdown pass to a streaking Tyler Peruski.
From the shotgun, the Panthers back to throw, looking the pass broken up. Eric Booms almost a chance to make an interception there. It was a low ball that was intended for Augustine, and it fell incomplete.
Very nicely covered on that play. The back came right out of the backfield. He had a full set of steam. He pulled up, but the Bearcats had it covered.
Kind of feel a buzz over the crowd after that last play there, too. You know, it just seems like the momentum has shifted. It seemed like Nouvelle, that first drive, did a nice job going down the field, getting 7 right away. Ubley coming back, getting 6, and then that turnover. We'll see if that's a momentum shift in Ubley's favor.
Two receivers split wide to the left. McKenzie Schaefer, the man in motion, as Buchowski will hand it off to Lewis. Bennett Lewis, wrapped up on the ball, loose, and the Bearcats will not get it. It went out of bounds. So Lewis with a little bit of fumbleitis, but Nouvelle gets lucky. And where do they spot the football here?
They need to return it to the spot of the fumble because the ball actually went forward about 2 or 3 yards. And I actually think Nouvelle's going to get a generous spot
I thought it was fumbled closer to the 45, and it's actually out of bounds at the 49.